And let's get your Labor Day going with one of the sounds of late summer. That's the sprinkler, key to the perfect lawn, or at least some people's idea of the perfect lawn. A lawn like that can also draw criticism, especially in parts of the country with little annual rain. Lawns are notorious lushes, soaking up water, which inspires some alternatives. In Santa Fe, New Mexico, NPR senior correspondent Ketzel Levine discovered a British gardener at the front of the lawnless revolution.
But come in, sweetie.
Introducing the white-haired, blue-eyed Elsbeth Bobbs.
The garden first, or what would you like to do?
We decide to get acquainted first, so we settle into her sunroom, nematode the cat on her lap, as Mrs. Bobbs remembers her mother's truly English garden.
My mother was a very good gardener. She loved the garden, so I had garden around me when I was a child. I had a tennis court with shrubbery and an old apple tree, a lot of lawn. Such fun.
In her own Santa Fe garden, behind high adobe walls, Elsbeth Bobbs reveals an approach to gardening pretty much still rooted in childhood.
I have a funky shway garden. You know, not feng shway. Funky junky shway.
And so it is, a shaded courtyard filled with priceless, if nonsensical, sculpture, a 7-foot facsimile of King Tut, a ceramic blueberry pie hanging in the sky. Her whims and fancies spill over 4 adventurous acres of flowering arbors, southwest cottage gardens, even a little grass.
Well, I had a lot more grass when the drought struck. Well, oh my, it was in the 70s. And a weed took over, one weed. I never found out what it was. It was a horrible weed. So I thought, oh, I can't keep the grass up, no water.
Not an extraordinary insight, no water, no grass. But in giving up her sponge of a lawn for more idiosyncratic options, it was as if Mrs. Bobbs grew gossamer wings and flew ahead of her time. Almost a decade later, in the 1980s, water-wise gardening came into its own. It was called xeriscaping, spelled with an X from xeros for dry. It has since transformed New Mexican gardening and spelled nothing but trouble for homeowners throughout the Southwest.
I was spit at, got hate mail, threatening letters. The next person at xeriscape, they sued.
Albuquerque homeowner Scott Varner is a tough and tenacious advocate for xeriscaping, which serves him well as executive director of New Mexico's Xeriscape Council. His lawnless agenda pits him against realtors and developers, homeowner associations, and city codes. He's also up against sod-loving homeowners who live in drought denial.
People come to the desert and don't figure out that this is an area that gets 8 inches of rain a year. They bought homes and developments where they were told you can have grass forever, we have plenty of water. And now that we know differently, they're very reluctant to change.
So they were sold a promise of grass.
That's correct. Finally, 10 years later, I see that is having changed, and now all your really pricey, high-end developments have no grass.
Instead, the best of them have drip-irrigated oases of color. Water is conserved by grouping plants according to need, with maybe a few thirsty prima donnas up near the front and islands of hard-working, drought-tolerant plants further away. Good xeric gardens are wonderfully alive and abundant, but early on they got a bad rap as being barren and plug ugly.
We call it xeriscaping because there's zero in the yard.
And there'd be a whole lot more xeriscapes of hot rocks, mulch, and gravel if not for plant fiends like David Salmon, a born and bred New Mexican with an insatiable appetite for Southwest native plants. He was already the owner of a large Santa Fe nursery when he launched his mail-order business, High Country Gardens, with which he's just about cornered the now lucrative xeric niche.
I want that flat.
One of my absolute favorites, Zinnia grandiflora.
A walk through his greenhouses is a pretty giddy experience. Bright blues, hot reds, butter yellows, flamingo pinks. Another of Salmon's not-so-secret passions is cactus. He shows me a prickly little 4-incher, apologizing for its ostentatious bloom. But his bread and butter comes from drought-tolerant perennials, lures for pollinators. And if a plant attracts hummingbirds, it's a slam dunk. It'll be in the catalog.
Probably won't have to stand here for very long, and the hummingbirds will be buzzing in and out of all the greenhouses and cold frames.
Birds, bees, butterflies, salvia, penstemon, agastaches. These are the buzzwords of xeriscaping. Another is water. This is low water, not no water gardening.
I've noticed about people, when they think about xeriscaping, is they start to feel guilty about using water. And xeriscaping is not about guilt. It's not guilt-style gardening. It's an embracing style of gardening.
And what could be more embracing than the pleasure garden owned by that most exuberant xeric gardener, Mrs. Elsbeth Bobbs?
I used to do everything myself. Now I'm 87. No.
Fair enough, but she is wholly committed to strategic, water-wise gardening, even if it still hurts just a little to forego an immaculate English lawn.
Gardening is about dreams. Yes, and it doesn't matter if the dream doesn't come off, because you've enjoyed the dream. And as long as I can have just a few delphiniums, that's okay. The rest of it will be xeric, but every now and then I have to put my foot down. No cactus.
You will not have cactus.
Not in my lifetime.
With that, Mrs. Bob scoots the black cat off her lap.
Sorry, puss, I'm very sorry to bounce you.
And sets off to play. Ketzel Levine, NPR News.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.